Whenever there are terrible floods these days, like the ones in the Balkans, the question on many people's minds is this climate change at work? I put that question today to one of the country's leading climate researchers, Kevin Trenberth of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
I think there's a climate change influence. The environment in which all of these storms occur now is somewhat moister. The air is a little bit warmer. It can hold more moisture. And one of the results is increasing heavy rains that lead to floods.
And so just break it down real simply for me, the basic physics. Why does a warmer atmosphere mean more rainfall?
So firstly, the oceans are warmer than they used to be. They're about 0.6 degrees Celsius warmer now than they were, say, before about the 1970s. And the air above it is warmer. That air can hold more moisture. And the rule of thumb is that the air holds about 7% more moisture for 1 degree Celsius increase in temperature. And then that gets brought onto land. And in the case of the Balkans region, it was coming directly out of the Mediterranean.
And why a few heavy concentrated downpours? Why not just a little more rain everywhere around the planet?
Well, this relates very much to weather systems. The overall moisture gets concentrated through fronts and what meteorologists are increasingly calling atmospheric rivers. And then when it makes landfall, or this river gets piped up into a particular region, and then it encounters mountains in particular, it gets dumped down and gets concentrated even further. So small differences naturally get concentrated by the nature of the weather events and also by the nature of the runoff in river valleys and so on.
And there have been recent extreme rainfalls and floods in the last few weeks in Florida, 15 plus inches, that's a record, and also in Afghanistan on the other side of the world, where rains and flooding led to that awful mudslide that buried thousands of villagers. Is the same dynamic going on in Florida and Afghanistan?
I think probably for the most part, I would like to add one more. Actually, my hometown of Christchurch, New Zealand, had major flooding back in March and April. And so it's happening in different places. But the common element is that the air that's flowing into these weather systems is moister than it used to be. Climate change just makes all of the weather events a little more extreme than they otherwise would be.
So if we know that climate change is pushing this more and more, these big kind of destructive weather events around the globe, are we getting any closer to being able to predict where these things are concentrated so we can start planning for them?
Well, that is difficult. Just how these combination of circumstances, where they come together, it is much more difficult. Now, there are certain places, like at the moment, one of the extremes is the major drought in California, and California is prone to these kind of things. We know that in floodplains, people are much more vulnerable. I think this is certainly the case in the Balkans, that part of the main areas that were devastated were almost certainly in a floodplain. So the past may be a good guide as to where the places are more vulnerable, certainly, but increasing heavy rains are fairly universal around the world in places where we have good records. We're just seeing that, when it rains, it pours increasingly, and the planning needs to take that into account.
Kevin Trenberth of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, thank you.
You're most welcome.